December 2nd through the 8th. The Epistles of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John and Jude. God is love. As you read the epistles of John and Jude, seek inspiration about how you can show your love to God. Record these impressions and act on them. When John and Jude wrote their epistles, the predicted apostasy was underway, a result of both intense persecution and corrupt doctrine. Some false teachers even questioned whether Jesus Christ had actually appeared in the flesh. See, for example, 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, 2 John chapter 1, verse 7. So the Apostle John began his first epistle by giving his personal witness of the Savior. Quote, "This is the testimony which we give of that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life." End quote. See Joseph Smith translation, 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, in 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, footnote A. But perhaps the strongest message of John's epistles is love. God's love for us, and the love we should have for him and all his children. After all, John had personally experienced the Savior's love. See John chapter 13, verse 23, chapter 20, verse 2. And he wanted the saints to feel that same love in the face of hardship and opposition. For there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. See 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. Ideas for personal scripture study. 1 John. God is light, and God is love. If you were to choose one or two words to describe God, what would they be? In his epistles, John used the words light and love. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, chapter 4, verse 8, and verse 16. As you read 1 John, ponder John's experiences as recorded in the Gospel of John, and consider how these experiences may have taught John about the light and love of God. What personal experiences have taught you that God is light and love? See also John chapter 3, verses 16 through 21, chapter 15, verses 9 through 17, 2 Nephi chapter 26, verse 24, Doctrine and Covenants, section 50, verse 24, section 88, verse 6, and verses 12 through 13, section 93, verses 36 through 37. 1 John chapter 2, verse 24, through chapter 3, verse 3. I can become like Jesus Christ. Does the goal of becoming Christ-like ever seem too lofty to you? Consider John's encouraging counsel, quote, "Little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear we may have confidence, and we shall be like him," end quote. See 1 John chapter 2, verse 28, chapter 3, verse 2. What do you find in 1 John chapter 2, verse 24, through chapter 3, verse 3, that gives you confidence and comfort as a disciple of Jesus Christ? As you study John's epistles, look for other principles or counsel that can help you in your effort to become more Christ-like. See also Moroni chapter 7, verse 48, Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 67 through 68. Becoming Like God, Gospel Topics, topics.lds.org. Joseph Smith translation, 1 John chapter 4, verse 12. Has no man seen God at any time? Joseph Smith translation, 1 John chapter 4, verse 12, clarifies that no man hath seen God at any time, except them who believe. See 1 John chapter 4, verse 12, footnote A. See also John chapter 6, verse 46, and 3 John chapter 1, verse 11. The scriptures record several instances when God the Father has manifested himself to faithful individuals, including John himself. See Revelation chapter 4. See also Acts chapter 7, verses 55 through 56, 1 Nephi chapter 1, verse 8, Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 23, and Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verses 16 through 17. 1 John chapter 5. As I exercise faith in Jesus Christ and am born again, I can overcome the world. The idea of overcoming the world appears multiple times in John's writings. John recorded Jesus saying, quote, "In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world," end quote. See John chapter 16, verse 33. And in Revelation chapters 2 through 3, John recorded the Lord's promises to those who overcome the world. What did John say about overcoming the world in 1 John chapter 5, verses 3 through 5? As you read 1 John chapter 5, look for what we must do to overcome the world and gain eternal life. What might overcoming the world look like in your life? You could also find answers and insights in Elder Neil L. Anderson's message, Overcoming the World, in the Ensigner Liahona, May 2017. Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. 1 John chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. To help your family ponder John's teachings, gather in a dark room and let family members experience the difference between walking in darkness and walking in the light. How does hatred cause us to walk in darkness and stumble? How does loving each other bring light into our lives? 1 John chapter 3, verses 21 through 22. What in these verses increases the confidence that we have in God and in our ability to receive answers to our prayers? You could also search prayer in the Bible Dictionary, Guide to the Scriptures, scriptures.lds.org, or Gospel Topics, topics.lds.org. 1 John chapter 5, verses 2 through 3. Are there any commandments that we consider grievous or difficult to follow? How does our love for God change the way we feel about His commandments? Jude chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. Are there any spiritual dangers that have crept into our lives and family? See Jude 1, 4. How can we follow Jude's admonition to earnestly contend for faith and resist these dangers? See Jude 1, 3. What can we do to ensure that peace and love be multiplied in our family? See Jude 1, 2. Improving personal study. Find God's love. Elder M. Russell Ballard taught, quote, "The gospel is a gospel of love, love for God and love for one another," end quote. See God's love for His children in the Ensign, May 1988. As you read the scriptures, consider noting or marking words and phrases that show evidence of God's love.